First of all, two things. First, I want to apologize in advance for my accent and my lack of skills in English and English language. And the second thing is, who all right goes to Brazil here? No one. That's good. Oh, you? Oh, good, good. Yeah, that's good because my aim here is trying to say a little bit about how we in Brazil tries to related with some kind of animals, especially this kind of two associations. First, it's a Confederation of Brazilian Native Birds Breeders. It's a singing birds. And the second one, another thing. This first is very accepted for the public because this contest about singing birds is very common in Brazil. The second one, it's a National Association of Farms and Preservation of Roosters, which was cockfighting, it's not so much accepted in the public image, but we'll see later, there is no problem, or better, there is no law against this in Brazil. I need to talk a bit about animal studies in Brazil. First of all, the importance. Brazil is a huge country, so we have a lot of biodiversity, a lot of livestock, and many companion animals. And if we want to know about Brazil, we should have some more studies about our relationship with animals. But we are near absence of these studies. I know there's a few studies in philosophy and anthropology, but most of these studies not focus on Brazilian point of view, or how Brazilians related to these animals. So the difference is we should see what Brazilian thinks about animals to understand our relationship with these animals. And my aim here is bring a Brazilian point of view this kind of issue. And a new perspective, I honestly hope that soon we can have a network like this one in Brazil. We are trying to do this, but it's a little complicated. This is my aim here. I'm here to try to understand how you work to bring this to Brazil sometimes, and I hope soon. Well, let's start to the singing birds. I have a little experience with this kind of associations, but I take two studies. First one, it's from Flavia de Matos Motta in 2007. Who studies about singing birds in Santa Catarina. It's a south state in Brazil. I take this study because the other one in cockfighting, it's the same state, and we can see how they work. This is an area that the contest happens. They call Curiódromo. And you can see it's a public spaces, so everyone is invited to see it. It's a lot of people involved, like you can see it. And about the contest, I will try to be more quickly in this one. It's a several stages, starts from 10 to 15 minutes. They have to sing, and the bird who not singing go out and to rest just two birds. Probably start with 30 birds, or no, sorry. Start with 70 birds, and then with several stages, rest just to have a lot of preparation. They call jockey de canário. That's very interesting because in this preparation they said the bird must be hot. What does this mean? They take a cage, it's only male birds. They take a cage with birds, male, and a cage with a female bird. And they put together, but not in the same cage, separate. So the birds start to feel a little sexual, excited. And then when you put this bird with another males, they start to sing. Who sing louder wins. Well, it's common, but it's very interesting because this relation with sexual aspects, it's important in a few moments. In this point, the hybridity between birds and humans, because the character of one being the animal, the bird, is transferred and identify the human. So who is winning the competition is not only the bird, but important is the honor of the bird. That's where very, very important in our culture, or especially in this kind of culture. So in symbolic invocation of masculinity. In singing birds, it's almost, I put almost, exclusively male, because there are some women who can participate, but there are only few. It's linked to rural tradition and small cities and communities. You can see it, singing birds in big cities, but not common to see it. But in small cities, and especially in rural areas, it's extremely common in Brazil. It's linked to gambling and pleasure, because it's one of kind of leisure activities in these small cities. And this is one, I think it's most important thing in this study, because it's the flattening of social relations. I will talk this a little later. Well, I try to see a little bit about capital in this two activities. First, economic capital. The birds start from value from 100 pounds to 2,000 pounds. So people who had a lot, and people has some participants have 13, 14, hundreds of birds. So it's a very important economic issue. And social, it's a flattening of social relations. I will talk a little later about it. And symbolic, yes, the representation of masculinity. And now about the fighting birds. I take this another study from Israel Costa Correa in 2010. He studies about cockfighting in the same state, Santa Catarina. And this is start with very different places, because we, as you can see here, we call Rinha de Galo, where the fight happens. It's not a public space. Better, it's a hiding place. Only members of these associations knows where is this Rinhas, and they can only be invited from these activities if they participate to these associations. Well, the contest has about 1 hour 55 minutes. They use spurs. I have to put this because different than Bali and other countries, in Brazil they use plastic spurs to say not to harm these birds, this god. And there's another thing very interesting here, because they use the discourse that aggression is a natural behavior of these birds. So they are not doing anything wrong. Just they let these birds act naturally. So, yeah, let's see. This one is exclusively male activity. Also linked to a rural tradition and small cities, also linked to gambling and pleasure, also flattening of social relations. But now there's an interesting thing here, because there is a legal question, because there is no specific law about these practices. In Brazil, there is no law that's against these practices. What the authority uses, it's one law about environment crimes, especially about cruelty of to restrain these activities. But there's a contradiction here, because there's another law that say provides and guarantees an incentive, a cultural manifestations and popular folklore. And people who try to use it, who participate in cockfighting, said that this is what they do, because it's part of the culture. So it's a little bit tricky here, because when they are busted for the police, we have some denounce that animal cruelty, and they go to a judge. The judge have to say which law he can apply. And many times they apply this law. So it's a cultural aspect, and they are not to jail or not founding anything like this. Again, it's hybrid between birds and humans, the character of one being the animal, the bird, transfer identify another one, symbolic invocations of masculinity. And here there's two things very interesting in cockfighting. First one, they concern about media coverage. They said that the media makes these things happen or look like forbidden. So they are very concerned about people who are going to film, who are going to interview them. And another thing very interesting, because they all said that all classes, all social classes, is involved in this kind of activities. This is important because I will tell you a little later about this flattening of social relations. Well, in this animal capital, I think that this economic capital, the most important thing is not just the value of animals, but the bets. It's very, very high. Another flattening of social relations, and symbolic virility, manhood, and power. Now, a little bit about Brazilianness. We have a lot of anthropologists who work in Brazil, the idea of Brazilianness, or Brazilianness. I think most famous is Gilberto Freire. But there's another one who I liked so much. It's Roberto da Mata. He talks about the Brazilian way. We call it jeitinho brasileiro. It's a kind of verticalization. Brazilians look up and down, not sideways in social scale. So if you are important, if you are a judge, if you are a politician or something like this, you are above the law. And you are a working class man, you are under the law. So this is very, very difficult in Brazil. We are extremely hierarchical and aristocracy in Brazil. The idea, do you know who you're talking with? It is very important in Brazil. It's how it happened most of the time. There is no the other. There is no equal. Just people above you, just people below you. So, and the solutions in Brazil, especially about social problems, should be given by the states. People doesn't get involved in the solutions and things. They said it's not my problem if they are not involved in this kind of issues. So, when they are in place or situations that everyone is equal, social, legally, and politically, like traffic, it tends to chaos. Because you cannot get off your car and say, hey, you know who is talking about. So you have to do this. But in this kind of study, there is one exception. It's this kind of animal competitions. Because seeing birds and like and fighting birds, doesn't matter if you are a judge, if you are a working class, or if you are a politician, if you are rich, or if you are poor. The importance in here is about the animal. The animal who has the performance here. So this brings a little more flattening of the social relations in Brazil. I have plenty of time, so I can say a little more about it. This kind of social flattening, it's very interesting because it's really difficult for Brazilians to be treated equally for everyone. And that's why I think it's very interesting to come here and Britain and study what are you talking about in animals. Because I think there is a little more equality between people in here. And involvement, it's so also interesting. And in Brazil, we don't have it. So yes, what we should do about it? What can we do about it? So, in the final considerations, we have a lot of a web of communications in this kind of associations. I did a little research about these associations, and they have a lot of websites, a lot of communications, a lot of emails. So they are very strong in this kind of linked together. So when one competition happens, everyone's who's involved knows. But people who try, especially right now, it's a little criticized about animal rights movement in Brazil. They are not so like this. They don't have these communications like these associations. So when they try to stop these kind of things, they don't get involved as the people in these associations. Another thing in these associations is that they create a protected and hiding place from the law. Well, we see that there is no law, but the idea of the people can say about it, and the public, and the critic public opinion. Not so much in the singing birds, because in some kind of in some cities it's a very important event, but cockfighting is still happening in Brazil in many countries, in many cities, but people don't know because they are very hided. So there's another thing interesting, and especially about cockfighting too. They attempt to characterize as a folk activity and culturally accepted, especially when they said that all the social classes are involved. So doctors, judges, politicians, even policemen are involved in this kind of activities. So there is another thing very interesting. So if you we have on one hand this flattening of social relationship or relations, in the other hand we have a growing of vertical relations between genders, because women's not there, not allowed to participate, but there is some kind of social constraint to not participate in this kind of contest. And especially about the species. Well, I said that there is a hybridity between humans and animals and birds, but even so, the birds are dominated by humans. So yes, who wins is the bird. He can be treated better if he wins. But even so, they are under human domination. And to finish, I have to say that this discussion is just beginning in Brazil. So I know there is a few people working right now in Brazil, but we don't have this kind of web network. We don't have this kind of discussions with different kind of disciplines like you have here. So I think it will be very excited if we started. I hope when I come back to Brazil, we started a network like yours network. And I think it's an honor to be here to understand what they're doing and to try to bring this to Brazilian perspective and Brazilian reality. And to finish here, I just want an analogy to say thank you to CAPES. CAPES, it's the agency who founded my research here. To the both universities, I'm right now in the University of Cambridge and Brazil, my Brazilian university. Of course, especially from British Animal Studies Network, Professor Philip Howell, Professor Chris Wilbert, who I work with this year, and of course, Professor Erica Fudge. Thank you.